아디한데 빈도 주진 그 선데 아데 힌디나 예데 주구디 죽장한테 도미도
So Solon is asking in the Hindi translation if at the end of the trace to the 17 Nalanda masters, if there is the colophon to it or not. In Hindi. If there is, please look at it.
Hindi bidu ka ale.
So it's not there in Hindi.
So then get it here, get you in the Jugjan and Archiko.
So,
Desham de under to beat away. Peter, beat. Peter. Rumsi de Puituka. The Hindri. Hindri. The other Jugjan. Shukjuni. Pui Shukjuni. だ、で、シャムで、で、どうあ。庭中全面全然です。千里堂。中心の部屋で、ちょうど全然。で、なん、どんじん、なみ、中心、根です。ラジ、三階、人住は、何、三階、居住の、シェネ、タバ、タバ、シュ、ガ、シン、ド、チェス。だ。スルース。 로스르네베타네 거북이 당시에 신 근데 이나 선배 태송 거리스 어 로스르네 시제타네 태송지 거네 심을 따신 제데스 유전 처하다 유전 통네 시럽지 처하다 제베 대박이야 왔라 용자 이니 어 견주총이다 엔디간에 사지전도 바고 제대로 소베 서지 중 디디 필도 심바 중 필도 심바 되다 매미론도 통네스 견주총이 육구당 지송 안에 유메토 Subject Lama, Lucky, Shen, Gun Nandi, Nalin, the Pinu, Judin, Chuku Sashin, the Del, Cabbage or Tadala, Ningne, Kube, Sunday, Dindition, Jinju Chuanta. What initiative? Digital.
So, in the colophon, His Holiness has written, the colophon to the praise of the 17 Nalanda masters, His Holiness has written, today, in an age when science and technology have reached a most advanced stage, we are incessantly preoccupied with mundane concerns. In such an age, it is crucial that we follow the Buddha, that we who follow the Buddha acquire faith in his teaching on the basis of genuine understanding. And it is with an objective mind, endowed with a curious skepticism, that we should engage in careful analysis of the teachings. And seek the reasons. And then, on the basis of seeing the reasons, we engender a faith that is accompanied by wisdom. For this, the excellent treatises on the profound and the vast aspects of the path by the great masters, such as the well-known Six Ornaments and Two Supreme Masters, as well as the Buddha Palita, Vimuktisena, and so on, remain indispensable. And so, here, with regards to the study of the Dharma, as I said yesterday, it is very important to have an unbiased, impartial state of mind. And here in the text, it's mentioned to have an objective mind endowed with a curious skepticism. And so What we need is an unbiased mind, and we should always we should not think that doubting something is not necessarily bad, because without any curious skepticism, you will not be able to do any an examination of the teachings. So it is important, in order to do examination analysis into the teaching of the Buddha, to have this kind of curious skepticism, a healthy kind of doubt is necessary. So the text in the colophon even goes on to say, even in the past there was a tradition of having teachings of the six ornaments and two supreme masters made on Thangka scrolls.
This one. So they, and this one. ただの雑に人気キャベプモザレクション中に穿のミチタンへ移住したべ。だけミチトは新規ローシン。だけミチンチョウセアディ。ゾウチュルの名前が知ることはね。えに。ち、タン、テダンテラ。え、軍勢トンはこね。えにミチベ。タンへタバ。ちょっと。お、だってでもね、テンバリサンベペディ。人気リベティングね、だけ mabar de kyen dzan ne ta ne ta ba ta di ta ne en ta tele ya se shi do ta shuk san be ni yi ji ta ba ta di ta ne ni rim be gi ta te be shi re gu cho de je be te be shi chen ni en ni rim be gi man do gyul ki ya ji ta tele ya ta man do gyul ki ro cha na san be ni man do gi ta ba ji song wa zhe zang wo ta 德育民警民警社的军政团员官的台北家家没办法家家主要是那对他台湾台北国内浪的因为年龄前的他人民人民的戏剧的协商协商多过七度七度多样这个就是说
So in the praise to the 17 Nalanda masters on verse number 19, His Holiness has said, having thus praised these most learned ornaments of the world, the excellent sources of wondrous and insightful teachings, may I, with a mind unwavering and pure, be blessed so that my mind becomes ripened and free. And so here, with regard to the mind becoming ripened, what you need is to have a strong, unwavering kind of conviction in the teachings based on reason and logic, not just blind faith. And when you have that kind of conviction, then you will have what is known as an admiring faith. And on the basis of that, then you will have a strong conviction in the teaching of the Buddha, also the faith where you trust the teaching and the two jewels and so forth. And then from there, what you develop is, with that what you develop is to aspire to reach the same kind of goal that they have reached, the Buddha and so forth. So in order to have this kind of a strong, heartfelt sort of conviction in the teaching of the Buddha, you need to have reason and then develop faith based on that. These three types of faith, the admiring faith and trusting or conviction, and then the aspiring faith, where you want to reach the same goal. And so ripening here refers to having developing these kind of faiths and then progressing along the path and becoming free in the end.
Yeah, yeah. Da? 가서 발리면 누가 이게 또 발리 가지고 가서 집에서 잡으셨어. 다시 다 들어 안 발리도 So that Pali Luda, Yanasa Pali, sir, Namsanga Masoa, I think at Charlie, any Chamju, any Palisoa.
So we'll get tea. Yesterday you didn't have bread, but tea. And today you have bread, but don't eat the bread either way. We'll have tea and bread together, and then we'll say the grace for tea and bread, and then take them.
That day, the Shubhudig. This would have been that. She needs to be in twin shapes. Then she called you to chishing it. Same time, but you soon have a then. Talam Zaws was in the loss. That do you mean that? Can just show us Lavina? Dangala children, I'm sure of you. That did you in Zukunde? Can you remember? That is student review, Namsha. This is student review. That dingjong sa, this is the Samuji Dan. That Jalaya, that Yidi, Kunzuve, that Nizugan Shady Yari. That for true Lodi. Manam Samu, something they get to make the Mishibi Sumuwa. Really, Manam Samu to name into the Honda study. And to him in Dubaji, Ingilia, to me to Sergmarvada. That is Michibi want to you, but the Savage Child. Just as I did, Jumden, to make it out in Michibi, sent Sungshikuba. Then you are not doing the Tango or Mariba, Saj Sungje. That got a Michibi, that to make you chivas Sunguwa. That's just a Michibi the Saju Dama. That Michibi the Saju Dama is done, Tanto de Mazad, the Dolly Guduwa. Nung Susan Maimba, or a Yinlu, Duludi. Zajudan. That Maribus Momoko Cascation is Momoko Yavanan. That Maribus or Kanakari Badidi, Kadamaribus is an eh? Or that Casuri begin Mishivada. Hagor to Yada, Chig, Casuri begin Chivanang, Yam Chulu Chadigoro. So that would true to Shoro. That the day isn't it? Turned up the Basia, the Shehu. That the day in you turned up the Basia, the Chindo Rijutan, the Sao Chong Marwa. Could she in this shadow? So, the name is Sanskrit. That's all Chadag Shundi, she would just say everything they do. So, did he do Sane? Did she call you to Chishing? Did she, Dodan Yao Shay to Sane? And the Chukun Josiachi do somebody roll shadow. Da, Dumia Terre, any Tower, Gordon, Tim Mercer Ding, Lamden, that the Chukun Josiari. So, did he made the Sane? And it's him. Chukunjo, the Chukunjo, never told you to Zane, that Chukunjo de Tugulio de Kansa de, and Pagwe Gindusian, or that Ginduta. Didn't any Lobe Gindun de Todum for your Bangdog in Yamne Chedu 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 Dan, Tara Bangdog, Tara Chimbe Negoria, and Sanja Pawasian, or that the Indu Same Trump, Gibson Tabate Tabat Tabu Child, Shin Tabe, that Tabaji, you do Zane. And Talam Zao Tsu Yungyare, Talam Zao Tsu Shinji Losong. Running out, Chamjudanga. Sanje Yende Sami, Jay Yende Sami, Pavek Yende Sami, number of members, Sami, number of members,
So next on verse number 20, It says, by understanding the two truths, the way things exist, I will ascertain how through the four truths we enter and exit samsara. I will make firm and the faith in the three jewels that is born of valid reason. May I be blessed so that the root of the liberating path is firmly established within me. And so with regard to this verse, what it is saying is how we should go about with ripening and freeing ourselves. And so here what we need is this critical analytical faculty with which we check what the reality of things is. And so we have to think about the causal reality of dependent origination in terms of the causal reality, and which is, of course, talking about the conventional nature of things, how things function conventionally. But what happens in our life is we have this deluded mind, which actually, because of which we cause ourselves a lot of suffering. Although we don't want suffering, we want to avoid suffering and to want to have happiness, but then we cause ourselves sufferings. And why it is so is because we are ignorant about the true nature of things, how things exist. And therefore, the Buddha has said that although things do not exist the way we perceive them, the way they appear to us, we cling on to the appearance, the appearance, and then because of that ignorance about the true reality of things, we cause the karma and then suffering and so forth. Therefore, it is necessary to check into how this ignorance sees things. And events and phenomena. And so what you'll find is that things do not exist the way the ignorance which hangs on to this true existence. So the things do not exist in that way. And therefore, when you check into the reality of things, what you'll find is that they are devoid of any intrinsic or absolute existence. And therefore, that absence of absolute or in the intrinsic existence is called ultimate reality. So that's how things really are, that they do not have any independent or absolute existence at all. And that is what is referred by the two truths, and the two truths, conventional and ultimate, the way things are. And therefore, by finding that called conviction in the true truths, then what you can do is you will be creating the courses for understanding the four truths, the four noble truths. And in this, through that firm faith in the four truths, then you will understand how we enter into samsara and exit from it. And therefore, it says through understanding the two truths and the four noble truths, by understanding how we cause ourselves to enter into samsara and exit samsara, and then as I say here, I will make firm the faith in the three jewels. You'll be able to have this firm faith in the three jewels that is born of valid reason. So how that happens is that you find that because this ignorance causes the suffering and so forth, and because this ignorance can be put an end to by understanding the ultimate reality of things, and therefore you will attain cessation, the true cessation, which is that the negation or elimination of the negative emotions from our mind. And that is one aspect of the true dharma jewel. And the other aspect of the true dharma is the true path that leads to that cessation. And when you understand the dharma in that way, and then you will understand that the person who actually embodies these, the true cessation and path, is the true sangha. And then in this way you will also be able to ascertain about how one becomes enlightened by going along the path. And therefore one will have a firm faith in the three jewels born of reason. And therefore you say, may I be blessed so that the root of the liberating path is firmly established within me. So once you have this firm faith in the three jewels through this kind of logic, then you will implant this liberating path firmly within yourself.
다디 수구데 두근 예시 타바 되니에 인중 로다 제니 다 딘시 남샤 다 딘이 콘 딘이 콘에 에니 딘시 남샤 디디 야오 저게 셴이 윤주자네 다 나라주 민드베 동에서야디 규드견 되네 총원지 아시 다디 규디 친절로 올려임바 생구정신으로 모시고 통일도산에 어, 다 동해 땡땡 다 채수해야지 용서를 해삼바지기 아니 타바전이 걸로 레임도 채수에게 다 동해 쉬워서 모임바 간다 동해 입교 싸우컨에 매버서야지기 다 용서해보지 통일도산에 다 먼저 전에 타바 통나 삼바지기 로시 리그로 다 멸롱제도 타바 타바 쉬워서야 계시지 매바 상당히 직셈나로 쏟아 차인도산에 네버 띵는 로인도산에 어따 타바 죽투야지 레샤 다치 죽사바시 동해 민족의 여유로다 사진이 인도산에 다 타바 되니 걸로 내용 걸어봐 두근 이시 타바 되니 왜 민중로 당했어 민중로 치세 다 랑댄리야 동해기 너주 삼니 대다 칠지 동해기 교 뽕루인 바지 통인도산에 시보 코어바 심지어 시엔디에 대해 다 응수 직보로 다 드리지 통용인데 다 강라 다 동네 봉투야지도 레디 다 동네기 줄로 당도 랑제 동네기 줄 미시방 강다 동네기 줄 당도 랑 러대야지 통용인데 자네 아니 지금 미시별로 지 레인구하다 자 진짜 인도 저는 좀 되베 천대 두비 닌지 자와지 않습니다 쳐도 타 쳐야 타야말로 배 다 쳐시스 너희는 타매비지로 왔다 자 진짜 인도 자네 쳐기 태도가 왔어 청대 두고 인지 당시에 이 가서 인지 태어나는데 송여 모르고 인지 태어나 청대 두고 인지 그래서 철 타배가 인지 태어나 그래서 모두가 그래서 어디 청대 두고 인지 자전 들리기다 인지 기아지다 인지 태양 동해를 찬아 삼바 지 동해를 찬도 그 삼바서 뭐 인바 그다음 동해를 자원도 봐 사고 보사고다 그러다 잘라 잘 동해 자원 봐 동해 찬아 삼바서 동해 전력으로 양의 동해는 경력으로 대략에 대한 인지 직계용이 다 대장배인이 전주고선 주민 장수인 정보 신기로 오신 어디지래 다 대수군데 신대신부 중국 전화로 표성권배 파를 신바당 도시 대배 선내 남군을 예바들리 예바 진지로 예바들라 예바 진지로 오사 다 대기 어떤 대수군데
So in verse number 21, it says, may I be blessed to perfect the training of renunciation and aspiration for liberation, the total pacification of suffering and its origin, as well as in an uncontrived awakening mind that is rooted in an infinite compassion that wishes to protect all sentient beings. And so with regard to this, now by through the understanding of the true truths, one understands the Four Noble Truths. When one understands the Four Noble Truths through that, then one will see that the unwanted suffering that happens to us is because of our distorted state of mind, which is not able to see the reality as it is, but differently. And therefore, when that is seen, one will be able to see that this distorted mind or ignorance is something which can it is possible to put an end to end this course of suffering and attain and liberation or nirvana. And so when you have this firm conviction that is about this possibility for nirvana, then you will of course naturally want to attain that nirvana. Yes, so you will have this aspiration for nirvana for oneself. Now, having understood that it is possible for one's nirvana, it is possible for oneself to attain nirvana, and by ending suffering, and to end suffering, and then when you look at other sentient beings, you'll see that they are also in the same kind of condition that you are. That they also are causing themselves more suffering by creating the more causes for suffering through ignorance, and therefore you will have this strong compassion towards the sentient beings, with wishing them also to be out of suffering and not only thinking of nirvana for yourself alone. And therefore, I have in the text it says, an inspiration for liberation, the total pacification of suffering and its origin, as well as an uncontrived awakening mind that is rooted in an infinite compassion that it wishes to protect all sentient beings. And so with regard to compassion, which causes us to have the bodhicitta, the compassion which is the root of bodhicitta, the compassion here is referred to as the infinite compassion. So here the term infinite compassion actually is borrowed from Nagarjuna's Ratnavali as well, where he refers to this kind of compassion. And so when you have compassion towards other sentient beings, not just wishing them out of suffering, but actually wanting to act and actually do resolve yourself to help these sentient beings to go out of suffering, then you have this kind of infinite compassion towards them, which causes you to have bodhicitta.
Doji tebe sumne lam kunla, never tell any of Shinji Lawson. That part of the simple lam did check, that the net doji tebe sumne chenis. That doji tebe di, and the ludus over the yidigi, that doji tebe shum zay or la, any doji tebe chigitama monguji, as in them you yonra, any truji jaju sin. She 다디디 Member, Chagrej Java. Gacha, Member, Sad Parusim Java. Samul Habar Member, Chagin Javasin, Javasumsin, the Iron Devas on the Wa, Judunania. Chene Wada Jemden Degi, Sangang Che, Penacha, you didn't Gashe, Gelong and Amjata Gatan and Sung Shavatin Day, Yavari. That in Sangang Che Pesha the Yedi, any. Kingu Tangu Nabalia Shani, then the Dembe Kingu Juni. That two was all of Kashur, that and that me, Dija Leda Jimola, and a Dija, then the Dembe Kingu Nabala, Rangan Shati as Yungurata. Kares Lerner Sukusa de Shandurva, Shandung Shandu Sukusa. Jazanga Dija Kana Yosadella, De. Mongo the Sabachi Sugu, Bemil Hundu Shari Yungi or Mado, Dija Yimilma Debe, Kingo Hazo Dute, Mozoge, Samba, Sazoge, Sambali Advisor Yoris, I did Marwa. Raya Kokanda, Dija Kanda Kanda Yuding and Teleya, Korapig, Gu Mini of Kudulia, Rangan Angishati. Said the name in the Sane, or that Dija D. Chigna Gu Mini Pigay Caso Pigay Gandan to Guben Negola. Any Rangan Angi and Tender Tempe Kingu Nabalia Shatemishi. So the Negatone, any Gudishma, so Digita, Dujit, so Shedisha, Dujitini, any 지금 낸저 텔레테네 아니 사랑고 또고 뉴트트야지 자 독센다 샤르지 임버리 아니 림베 림베기다 가서 그렇게다 당구다 로변 뛰기 다 긴고 당분 가서 때는 때문에 긴고 무슨 시장이 되네마 터베 담바디 고랑기 냠시나 아니 고랑기다 로마 리스 리스로만 나셔지 나 도선 저기도 와 상황 좋아 되게 자 근데 인도산에 다가 나와서 샤데버시 뭐 인도산에 점된데 냥엔레 대베 제리네 고 용적으로 봐 딱 가서 쉬어야 돼 롱주섭의 구세니 점된데 초고 죽지 아니 롱주섭의 구세야지 딱 야 가서 다 구신 남샤타는 용적으로 봐 자 근데 이번 인도산에 간다 초고 죽고 주경이 주시 롱주섭의 구이 얘는 양식 긍득이 수그러워 나서 하고 시어그러워다 자 근데 이번 인도산에 점된데 냥아는 대신에 제일 이내 그 셰스 차지. 다 딩아 루지 샤요. 나도 멋있으시기 지제가 이제 언니지. 그럼 뭐라 다 님십시기 아래. 제가 안 듣디 아주 무식 신경 좋아 언니라디요. 뭐라 님십체님. 다 빨리기 심도 제제. 에도 가서 가서 주 둘째 도세니 님십치가 왔다. 대표제 태용 거예요. 제상하다 콩기스도 탈랭 아니 개노 배야 또 두고 패시고 지리야 이만지 다가 나와리야 여샤지 두어 코로 자주 몇 건이 여대버지 배다 가서 우리 벽에 나와 응어샷 들이 총도가 제상에는 콩기 랑기 둠들 나리야 아니 하면이 안 된 것도 제가 제리야 따뜻한 지르고 뒤치르 지기 다 된대기 뒤수 지기 뭐 여러대 다 코로나 때도 신문에서 양념 추모 인도산에 아니 점된대기 가서 꾸디 이식 꾸지 다들 이네 제도 없음 뉴스나 청샤 저는 공격기 루지 다나리아 아니 다간지 나리아 폐쇄 아니 제네시 다간지를 샤 대 두스 코로나 면허로 제도 왜 그들이야 얘네마 꾸디 바드 꾸디 바나르 세민도 신 얘네마 꾸네마 왜 까부스마 중니 결론도스마 가서 우리 말람 좀 주시고 이 유가나마 파되지 이 빠르게 내 빠르게 통주 저 들어도 와 다 진짜 미스터리로 보다 이 마치 할지 어떡하냐 대비나 딱고 지금 내셔 먹고 대비나 다들 용서해 주 보다 저 진짜 인도산에 상하고 최고 주제다 주지 아는 게 강수해 규지라는 지역체 나 되는 마시는 애니 주진 소수 Mangujita, or a temper, Tom had temper double go chadi yari. That Jabu interpreted the Chashana, the sound of it, Tomema, that Juma, Mijulu, Sung to Mijulu Yonset, that Shiroko to Chadi yari. That Tujim Manguji, Chick, that Tedak, Chick, Chick, Kazota, Lamokomos, Gendan Cheni, Kanda, Tujin to the Jagge, that Sung Manguji, and that Jesog and Namsha Mangu Shushan. Judy Shi, that Kanda, Kingo. 남샤 먹을 타는 거 이거다. 아니 사고도 라면과 먹을 타는 거 이거. 다 라면이 냠니. 또고 텐부 삼을 내니 냠니나 주제다 다 도와서 주제. 도와서는 루. 다 주어디 준 샤샤나. 아다 주제리 뭐냐지다 상하기 사상하기 남기 로 차라치는 거 알아. 이루디 차라친. 이루 차라치니 다 이루 참여간에 딴 냠니 지하지 다 저어디 쓴 거야 다 상하 삶의 거니 이네 그지기 자기자 채무 다가는 신기 사제 아니 규승기 다가나 지금 세동 송주 거 털루디 외세강 쓴 거야 자기자 채무 털루디 외세강 쓴 거야 저버 채무 택주 털루디 외세강 쓴 거야 사운드비 아니 배등기 외색 다 조금 그 배등기 외색 세리디 뉴물 해지기 외색 간에 다 손구야 자 드디어 이번 인도산에 다 딘데기 다 똑바 지금 뉴도 깨야다 다 딘데기 똑바 다 냠뇽도 제외선에 숨셔지 차대도 와 자자 드즈나리아 지금 따외 거다 드즈제 개외 개외가 요마 다가 님을 사시네 님과 까마 님과 달마 다
So on verse number 22, His Holiness says, "May I be blessed so that now I may easily develop conviction in all the parts pertaining to the profound points of the perfection and Vajra vehicles by engaging in steady reflection and meditation on the meaning of the treatises of the great trailblazers." And so here, with regards to the trailblazers, we have masters like Nagarjuna and others, such as the 84 Mahasiddhas who have written, the Mahasiddhas of India, who have written, Mahasiddhas of India such as Saraha, who have written tantric texts. And particularly when it comes to Mahasiddhas such as Saraha, they have written texts of Doha, called Doha, the spontaneous experiential songs, such as the seven sets of Dohas and so forth. And so these teachings of the Tantra, of course, beginning with the teaching that the Buddha gave, and Tantric teachings were not given popularly. And if it is the case that, as I said yesterday, the perfection of wisdom teachings, the Prajnaparamita Sutras, were not taught popularly by the Buddha, but they were taught to very few select disciples who have few pure karma. There's no need to mention that Tantra was taught by the Buddha to very few select disciples. And so there are many tantras that were given by the Buddha, and according to Master Aryadeva, actually, he makes these three categories of the teachings of the Buddha. First, the Buddha gave certain teachings by appearing as a monk, a celibate monk, to those, to those who have lower faculty, and then lower aspiration, and then he gave the extensive teachings of the Prajnaparamita Sutras to those who aspire to very extensive learning and path, and then he gave the secret mantrayana, tantrayana teachings to those who aspire to the very profound path. And so this is the distinction, distinction that Master Aryadeva makes. And therefore, the Buddha, when he gave the tantric teachings, of course, he appeared in the form of different deities, appearing as the central deity of the mandala with all the mandala and the news and so forth. And when the Buddha actually appeared in those forms of deities, and the mantra. They were not just, we should not think when it comes to thinking about visualizing mandalas and deities, we should not think that the Buddhas are always like that. I mean, they're just up there solidly appearing as some deity, this and that deity. But actually what we should understand is that the Buddhas appear, these enlightened beings appear in the form of the Lord of the mandalas, with the mandala, to those who have very pure karma, and the practitioners who are spiritually matured enough to receive such visions in which they receive tantric teachings. And so without being matured enough for such teachings, of course the Buddhas will not appear to the practitioners like in the form of those deities. And so one must understand that it is when a practitioner actually becomes qualified and matured enough to have this kind of vision of the deities, that the deities automatically appear to them. The Buddhas appear in the form of deities like that. And then they receive the teachings from these deities, and then by applying those teachings within them, the practitioners proceed along the path and then become enlightened. And having received the teachings themselves and practiced them, what happens is the practitioners practice and gain the experience, and then through from their own experience, they're able to pass on the same instructions to their own disciples. And when they give these instructions to disciples, they don't give it in public or popularly, but they give only to very few select disciples secretly. And so this is how we go about with the tantric practice. And therefore, we can say that it is even after the death of the Buddha, the Shakyamuni Buddha, who appeared historically in the form of Siddhartha and became enlightened, even after his death, there is a possibility that he could still appear to certain matured practitioners in the form of Nirmanakaya, which actually ensues from Sambhogakaya, form of Buddha. And so here I have a story to tell. I know one Western nun who has done research on comparing the teachings of the Theravada tradition, Pali tradition, and Sanskrit tradition, and she's actually compiling a book from her research. I'm writing a book. One time she said she went to Thailand and she learned this story about a Thai Buddhist monk who became actually who received a vision of the Buddha surrounded by his disciples, arhat disciples. And when he after he had that vision, of course according to his own tradition, the Theravada tradition that he follows in Thailand, the tradition says that the Buddha, once he passed away, there is nothing left of the Buddha. But then, from his vision, of course, when he saw that the Buddha was still alive in the wisdom body, and he could confirm from his own experience, he rejected his own traditional view. And so, there was a disciple of this very Thai master who once also went to China, and when he bowed to in front of a statue of Kuan Yin in China, then what happened was a light from the heart of the Kuan Yin statue actually shot down, and it actually touched his crown. And so with regard to this event, there was a picture and which I saw. And so in this way, we can say that it is possible for people to have visions and called in pure visions of deities and Buddhas and so forth. And so, therefore, I can say that the Mahasiddhas, the upholders of the Dharma, also could have the visions of Buddha and deities and so forth. through their practice. So Mahasiddha such as Indra Bodhi, of course, they followed the tantric paths and four sets of tantras. They have given teachings on the four sets of tantras, and particularly they have practiced the highest yoga tantra. And then the dohas that which I was referring earlier come within the context of the highest yoga tantra teachings. And so here, according to the highest yoga tantra, we make distinction between the subtle and gross states of mind. And so in the called we all have the experience of gross states of mind, and then there is also the subtle mind, the, which is also called the clear light nature or the luminous mind. And so this in fact is what is being referred to in the all the Tibetan Buddhist traditions, and the Mahamudra of the Gyu called the practice of Tantra is done on this basis, and of the luminous mind. And in the Sakya, when we talk about the three continuums, and they touch on this point, and in the Dzogchen practice of Adi Yoga also they touch on this point, and in the Geluk also they touch on this point of the luminous state of the mind, the subtle luminous mind. And so with regards to this mind, it is this mind that is used in one's practice called to attain higher experiences of Tantra. When you use this subtle mind, of course, the Mahasiddhas, when we talk about the Mahasiddhas, they already have the experience of emptiness. And on the basis of that understanding of emptiness, then they go into the higher practice of Tantra. And so with regard to the philosophical view, of course, in the Tantric text, we don't find a detailed explanation of it. But in Tantra, what we find detailed explanation of is the subjective mind, which is the clear light nature of the mind that is used in meditation on emptiness. And so you have to understand that when you do Tantric practice, you have to base yourself on the general principles, the general principles and the parts that are already taught in the Sutrayana teachings. And then you can actually proceed from there into the tantric, higher tantric practices. Otherwise, as it happened during the time of the Master Adisha, when he visited Tibet, that there were people who said they were practitioners of Vinaya, and then they despised Tantra, saying, oh, Tantra has no essence. And then there were other who were who proclaimed themselves to be tantric practitioners and despised Vinaya. So this is total. These show total ignorance about how they should be able to integrate both Tantra and Sutra. And So one should have the complete knowledge about the whole range of the entire teaching of the Buddha, and see oneself in perspective, be able to see oneself in perspective, and then practice the Sutrayana, and then go into tantric practice. And so and when you are able to understand the entire process of how you develop from the lower experiences to the highest tantric practice, then you will of course be able to have a very firm faith in the teaching of the Buddha, based on reason as well. So, I have another story to tell, which is that once when I was in a conference of Dharma teachers in some West center in the West, there was head of one of the Dharma centers who came to see me, and I had conversation with her, and she said, "When you say that the Tibetan Buddhist traditions are have their source in Nalanda tradition," she told me that some people are not so happy about it because they think that they say that Gyu and Nyingma teachings are not so much from Nalanda tradition as such. But as I said yesterday, and also when you check about these teachings. For example, in the Nyingma case, in the case of the Nyingma tradition, it came from Guru Rinpoche. Guru Rinpoche, of course, had his teachers who come from Nalanda traditions. We talk about the eight Vidyataras, and one of them is Nagarjuna. And Nagarjuna was from Nalanda, and so one of his gurus. And then in the Dzogchen practice also, you have the teachings of what is known as the nature of being primordially pure and the essence being spontaneous and so forth. And within the context of these teachings, you also have to have the understanding of emptiness. For example, in order to understand what Gadak or the primordial purity means, you have to have the understanding of emptiness. And then in the case of the Mahamudra practice, you also have to have the understanding of emptiness. It is indispensable because when we have within the Mahamudra, there is the ground level Mahamudra and the path level Mahamudra and so forth. And so the ground level Mahamudra refers to the understanding of the ultimate nature of things, that is emptiness. And so within the Nyingma teachings, there are, of course, teachings which were given by Guru Rinpoche, Padmasambhava, to his disciples directly, and then there are other teachings which he actually asked to be concealed as dharmas, which would be later revealed. And so in order to understand the entire teaching of the Buddha, especially in order to understand the import of tantric teachings, how to go about with the practice, one must base oneself in the teachings of the 17 Nalanda masters. The understanding their writings is crucial to laying a very firm ground for understanding and going on with the tantric practice. And then in the case of the Kagyu practice, the Kagyu tradition, we have the Marpa Lhotsawa, the great translator Marpa, who actually started the Kagyu tradition in Tibet. If you look at his teachers, his teacher was Naropa, and there were other teachers, and Naropa was from Nalanda, and Naropa's teacher was Dilopa. And then
Lamja Taji Tsigans Chani, Bioba Namaki Devshi. Then Bioba, Nalende, Yan Kaba Chamburidova, the Nalenda Shuzane, Ned Chogongs, Damapala, Chenna, the Kongida, Shum Samshava, Nan the Dinan Tonacho, Dai Kimbo Vensik, the Dodogong Jigit, and Jejin Dinala, any Ned Chogongis in the Lumo Shum Chansha. Kandada, Nalende Kavashadi, Chisu in the Yad Castle, Javala Shabu Shore, any Naru Nashin, Javala Shinzen, any Biroba Shinshu Shoshi. Chisab and Sajava Shashana, Kalamde, Kanda Kundusa, Nalende Chatoa.
And so I can say that all the Tibetan Buddhist traditions are based on the teachings of the Nalanda masters. And so in the case of, for example, Sakya tradition, Sakya tradition has its source in Virupa or Virupa. And Virupa was a great Mahasiddha who actually was also a great scholar from Nalanda Monastery, a monastic institution. And so before he actually went on to become a tantric Mahasiddha or tantric practitioner, he was in Nalanda and he was called Dharmapala at that time, a great scholar Dharmapala. And about him, I actually read that in one of the commentaries by the Korean scholar Wensek, who has a commentary on the Sutra, Samdini Mojana Sutra, Wensek quotes a lot from Dharmapala. And so he was a great scholar at that time. So Sakya tradition has its source in him, and so that comes that also comes from the Nalanda tradition. And then in the case of the Nyingma tradition, there in, within the Nyingma teachings, there are the teachings called Kama, which are the called the teachings that come from the Buddha Shakyamuni down, and then there are teachings which are called Dharma, the revealed treasure teachings of the Guru Padmasambhava, and then there are the teachings which are the, of pure visionary teachings. And in other words, with regard to that, the Sakya tradition, the Lamde, the path and fruit teachings also have its source in Viropa, Nalanda master. And then the Nyingma teachings of Kama, Dharma, and the pure visionary teachings there. And then in the within the Kagyu tradition, there are the four great and major and minor, eight minor Kagyu traditions and orders. And then the Sakyas have the Sakya, Ngorpa, and Tsarpa traditions. And then within the Gelugpa also, there are certain called subdivisions. And so in this way, we have the different Tibetan lineages. But we must understand that all these traditions come from Nalanda tradition. And of course, there are, otherwise there are some people who say in the West, who set up Dharma centers and say that they have set up a Kagyu center, and in, within the Kagyu center, Dikung and Drukpa Kagyu and so forth. And they, it's as if excluding one another. So I'm saying this to the Himalayan people. You should check this, what I have said, whether what I have said is right or wrong. And
number uti kong pesha. So you know, ngade yore. So ane the other chajinangen di disungi. Ane Thailandga the uti di. Ane Bali the tengmengi be chug uti res. Koran ane tekjingi chug uti ins. Na banzer kaza banzer yana guchi resa ta pe khakar si se so kuran te ke mo shi ta shem ji de be yina nyali pali gi shum ne sum she be ji gi so ra ge da ka so ru ge ka da kya o da ro jung gi be na so ra ge tong pa di ri che ene ji te da che ji 지금 창조 소중한 남 남녀 제아다 디디 차상시였지. 나 디간리야 아니 동이 따와디 아니 지금 따와 차라 담망구 자신 강사가 담에서도 마세베다 최기 담에 남자 디다 최기 담에리 민자오 여부도 늦을 제디 차상지 다 심벌시 아니 조조 담에 따와 좋아지니 아니 창조고 쌤디 제 아니 신중이 남녀로야디 아 Dendiga gane, Didi Yamni Chainizane, Bali Shumi Sungshebe, Lucha Didi, Mazalisha, Munshiche, Digalea, any Chiyamig Namshada, any Sindida, any Chindu Yamni Didi, Sondun Chita Digi, Tixin Paradisim Choko Dije, Digalea, any Tunu Double Law, Mixes, Gia Chedo, any. Lam Yamni Chachi, and it's a little Nadunia Sunday. Thou didn't get Yamni Chachi, Digan Nature. Dreya Remado, Didi in it, the Tebo Chung, Tebo Chumbo, and a song of Dodge Tebos in a bad car of Ziadi, Mashibetari, in the Jimmy Door. Sound of the Unaria, Chirun Yandu Gijova, Nandu Duba Larocas, the Sungia, Chi Yandu, Yamni Chazan Yoshe. Digalia, and then. Non-sound-divine, Hilishan, Digalia, any partnership with Tibet on the Sunshati, Nebekim and Dragon Mado, Bekala's on the Mata. Dishan was Risha.
So one time I was in some conference or some meeting. and the, so one of the participants actually introduced me to some Thai master who was said to be the Sangharaja of Thai, and he said that this Sangharaja of Thai is actually the leader of the Hinayana tradition. And then he referred to me as the head leader of the Mahayana tradition, and then he referred to himself as the master of the Vajrayana. So he referred to himself as a Mahayana leader, and then he referred to me as the Vajrayana teacher, and so a leader of the Vajrayana. So he was actually making three distinction between the three people, following three distinct kind of teachings of the Buddha, not understanding that these three teachings, what is taught in the Theravada tradition, the Pali tradition, and the Mahayana tradition, and particularly the within the Mahayana Vajrayana, are to be taken as a whole teaching, as a complete teaching of the Buddha in a progression manner. And so we have to really understand that in the Pali teachings, they teach what is taught is the Vinaya teaching, and then there is the teaching of selflessness as well. And so within the selflessness, when it comes to the Mahayana teachings, of course, we have the distinction between the selflessness of persons and phenomena, and then we also have the practice of the Bodhi Bodhicitta, teaching on bodhicitta, this altruistic and aspiration to become a Buddha. And then within that practice of bodhisattvas, you have the six perfections and so forth. And so we have to have the understanding that the Pali teachings are fundamental to the rest of the practices of Mahayana or Tantric teachings. And when once you have a firm grounding in the six perfections and bodhicitta and understanding of emptiness or selflessness, then you can go into have a very special mind or consciousness which understands emptiness in a very profound manner. And then you go into tantric practice using the very subtle state of mind, the subtle clear light mind, to have the deeper, to deepen your understanding or insight into emptiness. And so in this way, one has to understand that these teachings are have a progressive manner of, that we should approach them in a progressive manner, even as an individual.
Any dusinda da jena shungmushinda
And so what I have been saying so far is in order for you to have the complete understanding of the complete teaching of the Buddha, so you have a very holistic approach to the teaching of the Buddha. Otherwise, there are people who have, have very partial eyes, and eyes which also only see partial things impartially and not see the holistically. And so, as Jerembuche has said, Tsongkhapa has said that may I not be satisfied with only a very partial understanding or very gross understanding of the teachings of the masters of Nalanda, and we should also do the same and try to understand that what is taught in the Dzogchen teachings or the Sarma teachings, the new translation schools comprising Gyu, Sakya, Yeluk, and Jonang, and so forth. There are people who seem to take a very firm position, saying, "Oh, they are Dzogchen pas or Nyingma pas, Gyu pas, and so forth," and as if thinking that these are totally unrelated traditions. That is not the case. That's a mistake. Actually, it is important to study each other's traditions, and so that one would really understand the benefit and the profundity of other traditions as well. And so, of course, once you understand the general thrust of all these different traditions of Tibetan Buddhism, you will also see the special features of each as well. And then you will understand that there is reason to be respectful of all other traditions as well. I'm not claiming that I know all these traditions well or anything like that, but when I read the teachings of all these different traditions, I feel genuine respect for all the teachings, all these teachings of the Sakya, Nyingma, Gyu, Geluk, and so forth. And therefore, I wish to tell you that you should also be able to make the point that you should not make think that all these traditions are distinct from each other, unconnected. And please read, recite the praise of Nalanda masters sometimes and make your prayers as well.
Deshi chugi guna se zetang. Chawi guna kubi cha se desh. Deshi namji, deshi se ki domna chugwani lungshin dudu nene chabar cha se ne zomba tam chata che. Da tala ya, deshi chugi guna se zetang. Chawi guna kubi cha se desh. Da tala ya, Deshi shenye da kushi dhanyi ki sanje. Da yani chwe yu gu. Sa da di pechi, da zogu da sanje ki da kashi uri pegi loba da melo be tuji lu yedewe chwe kunjo. Yani da dede bi dogbe yonda dan denbe yani sada java asla di loba gindu. Zogu yani Chang 저다다 되게 야고도가 간담이 꾸러여 봐 참을러리 하다 미 근두 능이 하래 제미 대신기 전주성 남녀 생의 지기 then 로종 난다 지게 나라 강도 수던 조배에서 더니 끌래 맨다신 샹라 삼바 타고에 초도 집어 집으셔 저는 송원은 신기 간다 지 심지 삼부 냠수 내발라 나 얘기 캥대나 야고야 말해. 근데 인도선은 땅도 맨서 쓴 거야. 쉬우지 계속 그래도 와. 그래서 근데 인도 가시고를 보게 그슨네 공도 쉬우는 시리. 아니 산계배 다음에 최신에 좀더 마세배 지단민 전부리 대강기 뭐네 지기다 겨우 매 지심 전부 여다봐 지름 샴디 중에 어 된대기 다 추규 면접에 난기 다 간담이 에 겨우 초 드저제 사모노리야 지금 뭐네 그걸 지하시는데 근두 지하셔야 돼 왜 그러셔 저상아 나도 저 소수 대바 셔서 다 냠네 지하야 돼 소수 산재비 쉬어도 지기 어려디 어다 지기 견주 망보리야 팬도 난갱기 애니 추규 리스 마체베 이미 다 쉬지 우치지 잡아서리야 근두 지하가 돼 계신 분이 나 자잖아 나 산지심대 내게 재단이 Pesidos, they are. 지 가제라가 죽을라가 지 된내려 그러 먼저 전에 다 취규 뒤터네 미 마음으로 팽겨야래 지 대베 로똥다진에 팬더 차야래 미사야 마음으로 팬더 차야래 다다 이네 미사야 마음으로 팬더 지게야래 마음으로 이네 팬더 연구제 사바 제제 제시도 그거 제제 또 제대 와 저 딩은 한서 취규 틈부 거야 되는 개침으로 틈부 영향 싸워 그거 전에 틈부 연구래
So we are now going to go through the text itself, the guide to the Bodhisattva way of life. The first, regarding the first four lines, the Sugata here refers to the Buddhas, the enlightened beings, and then it says the Buddhas are endowed with the Dhammakaya. Dhammakaya here, of course, refers to the Buddha's attainment of Nirvana and his wisdom, Dhammakaya. Indicates the Dharma jewel. And then you also have in this homage as well as the noble children. And so noble children particularly refers to the Bodhisattva, Arya Bodhisattvas. And then, of course, we can also include those worthy of veneration, including the masters of the practitioners of the Shravaka, Pratyeka Buddhayana, Shravakayana, Pratyeka Buddhayana, those who have become arahats, as well as those who are Arya beings, those who are not Arya beings, but on the path of accumulation, preparation, and so forth, and also those worthy of veneration includes our own masters and upadeyas who have given us their vows and so forth. So these four lines are paying homage to all these people, beginning with Buddha down to those who are worthy of veneration. And so as practitioners of Bodhicitta, or Mahayana path, we should, as it is said in the 8 verses of the mind training by Langri Thangpa, whenever I accompany others, may I see myself as the lowest of all. And so this is very important, an attitude to have, not to have arrogance, because it's no use. It's not good to be arrogant amongst people and others. So it's always good to hold yourself lowly. If you look in the world and respect others, respecting others is very important. If you look in the world, of course, we should not only respect the Buddhist practitioners of Buddhism only, but also there are people from other religious traditions, and there are other people also, spiritual people, who are able to help so many people in a great many ways. And therefore, the founders of those religious traditions and then the leaders of these religious traditions, we need to show respect to them as well. This is very important. And so as far as I'm concerned, of course, I have studied. I'm a Buddhist, and I've studied the great text written by the 17 Nalanda masters, and I have great faith in my own tradition and these masters and so forth. But I also respect all the different traditions, the religious traditions, such as Christianity, Islam, Judaism, Hinduism, and so forth, because these religions and the religious leaders are able to have been able to help the millions and millions of people in the past, and they are still doing the same in now, and they will be able to do help and benefit millions and millions of people in the future as well. And therefore, there is sufficient reason for us to pay respect to all the religious traditions, religious leaders who are devoted, dedicated to the well-being of others. And therefore, I also visit the different temples and churches of all these traditions. And being sectarian is not no use at all for us. And it's very important to have to practice harmony amongst religions.
And the summer going to be Shushu, summer given, dollar, pension, but dumb, but they should go to charge at his chain. Other did they should be that, and that's it, either it, summer givers, dollar, pension, dumb, they should go, said that he didn't want to shake going to shoes the water, down the dishes, said the rear, a bumper dish, double dishes. She know that the jetty, can't turn his chain, it does that to me, I will yard it. Right. 다 다시 그렇게 쇼하스케면도 뭐가지? 다 대시 세기 돈은 주관이 룬신 도주는 제버자 아스네. 대월시에 다 세 전주서반 남기 아니 그게 토마신조도 다 다조 심기에 디베지다 디안의 심기에 준주기 순야디 심기에 미년바 다바 Kone kondo peya ke chedo sungshaba chi pechi chayu yari. Sa dine yinu zane, da de, dine rebe da, chanji shodo sim gene, da, chigi jabaru lupsu o denam, yini, da ba sungya chi. Da chindru ki jabar di, gese ki, da, nyamlin tada duishaba chadig yari. Dine yinu zane domda u chadig yari. Dishi se ki domno jugwa ni, Any Lungshin Sadi Kumeva Mans, any Jumden de Nigi, any Gulung Shisungis. On a Jumden de Sung Tarachi, and they Gandhichi Garvesana, Gandhichi and Gabayamalodana, the Devin Yava Mays, Dordunan Javas, Dordunanis, Kung the Javayin, Lung Kung Yu, Yine, Lung the Gavaja Yu in the Santa Pena, and Dophavaja of Chashana. 다 깨우시 차대기 아래 Tiji Kabang, Devjo Kabang, Dala Yemin days, Tiji Shendu Samba, Dala Mix, Sunsha Digi, Munde Nugi, the Kasachuki, Samanam Jigi, Uganda, Zombatam Jakudo, Swan and Shiri, Gio Pesci Palace, Shiro Zemi Benediction, Tundumini Kuna was a total tumult like a Kaya, Yunjun in the Shan Pemish Dala Samba, Messi and Swan and Shingi, Munde Nugi, Gundani. Randolo de Cova. Randolo de Cova. Shude, any? Dujeta, as on Nenden Gini, Yenden Deni, any Shanna, da? As on Debe Cova. Did Tata Ludwati. 다디 뒤에 건드리지 됐으려나 단지 룸냐 소리 좀 이나 어디 룸든 가면 가 거용선 이 계시다시다 돈하게 지금 말봐 자장가 말한 저지 에 진주 셰롱 가면 내 톱뇨 셴이 따고 자진 소리 집이 이나 에 그밖에 못 와 다 진리 인도 먼저 먼저 원 드주메스 다 드저테는 판다 용마레스 다디 슈그다 연대 가르쳤었나? 디 심규 권의 권도 최상 최상 동야시리. 디고 양의 양도 공국이야래. 양의 양도 집을 제국이야래. 근데 인도 양의 양도 상국이야. 근데 인도 다디 살직 터네. 땅 준주 사 룸터 셰룸 터비어시는 샤샤 말이스. 양의 양도 터버리스. 런이 집을 샤샤네. 소소 런이를 샤샤네. 살직 런 이는 바 샤샤시 말이스. 배지 뒤유르시스. 어, 시원해. 이거 너무 열다. 사서 시시하셔 뵙지. 어, 나 시원해. 숭시베티. 양내 양도 때. 양내 양도 때. 애는 썸리야. 지금 소도 써야지. 구구요. 썸으로 소도 차야 생긴디. 굶지기도 하네. 썸으로 소도 놀아. 뺀 락세지면 이네. 그 류를 땜버지 레디. 이네 그 공국도 와. 와. 썸은 그 마곰나. 애니. 류를 땜버 락세지면 이네. 그. 차타고다시 대고도 가. 또 겁나 아니 배는 능동에서 스페이스 동에서 샤샤나 능동에서 샤샤나 그 겁이 왜 인도산에 대우 쉬울 시시라도 가. 자 되네 인도 내 눈이 좀 어제 시에 되게 그 정도로 능동에 집에 그들이 아니 이게 아니라 꼭배트 사발배 이게 아니라 능동에 있을 때 야 땀다 쇼스도 가. 어 아침 땀으로 대신 어다 되게 하나도 여기서 하고 쉬우시도스 나를 지나는 샤체 뒷담이나 어디 수지 먹고 싶으시도가 라고창 먹고 싶으시도다 라고창 먹어서 라고창 이제 농주하고 놀아서 이제 그 세계 들이시야 되게 딱 뒤로 건물 먹어도 왜다 그다음에 등장 먹고 놀아준지 놀아준지 인디디 배 일을 배 차상 배 가서 우리 거기 집을 쟁이 딱 하는 배 미시다 말해봐 인도도도 탑탑탑탑탑 쓴다래도 그 류를 때문에 연대지네 건물도 매밀 흐르는 영화냐 건물 자, 다 다가는 신기 담이도 왜 싫어서 직제 아니 란치브는 좀 진지 사디데 통화만 가서 검대하러 딱 검지 시우지 여행에디 다 봐서도 소주잖아 디스 덕초디 다 검지 시우지 때나 마도 다 예배 차디디 서로 뭐 검사로 통화만 검대하러 다 디 년부디 다들 미지 디산 땅 가서 검받은 거로 이 사실 상담이야. 근데 쳐내 매봐. 든자식 상담이 땅을 떠고 뛰면서 잘 놓쳐 매봐. 땅 든자지 다와지 로지니. 이 상담이니 땅 로주자 주자 된 상담이나. 가리리야. 이 그 안도부도 통하는 검대별로 뒤에 이 준비기 지금 뽑아별을 찾아. 그래서 뒤에 콩 맞춰서 서로 찾아야지. 남주직 사람 상담이나. 이 콩 란진지. 슈크심 슈비스도디 준주고 리포트 당연데 란체즈 카타메르 차용도 다가는 신기 덩지 다 매베 추기 지금 우메 슝고 리포트디 지금 우세 생기직 뉴스에 챈 사무스 담바이나 아니 덩지 카타메르 차용도 다시 리베 겐밤 좋은 점 뭐임 봐 딱 콜로리아 곰고로 사진이 인도 차직 퇴니니 샤샤시 마레스 차직 러시 샤샤시 마레스 양의 양도 네 양의 양도 때 저래서 드리다 다디니 대표적 캐방을 달로 유명됐어야 돼 다야 진가시 다 전달의 사실은 이 책이 너무 쉬울 수도 없잖아요 지 저지 책이야 지 시라 당도 지금 이제 돼 저지 믹스에게 사업을 매나야 책이 너무 쉬울 수도 없잖아요 책을 참 지금 모르고 다디 그 말하자면 뒤시시잖니 책을 믿으 되는데 제 송도가 강사를 믿으 철을들 대안에 책을 믿으 되는데 대안에 장도를 믿으 예전을들 대안 남시를 믿으 이시를 뜬서 뜬바시스 송도가 그래서 드리 뭐 인도산에 다디 책장기 년부지 계속해 말와 다 단단 상당으로 단단 야구에는 책 년부게 면에 뜻다로 전다 저면은 책 년부 유네디 접습니다. sajini yindu zane, devisho kheba, da tsik zanlu shawa yina, ngedi panda mees. Da tsikla midubar, tsikla midumbar, tuyanla tuyanga jiba yina, ngedi panda yungurwa. Sajini yindu, devisho kheba, da la yamindi, dindiziki da kasur bagi, gyan yu tuyanga jiba yina, dili panda yungmaris, nge bejitik panda yungmaris. Dindi yindu shana pengiru sambe, sambake, rachamukhe mees. Ani kwa ba, rangi yirla, gomshir ngendi zangs. Da dishamde, gyao gomshir, daagi taibayshuk, nida kiyan rishi pechula, daada gyao nyaba shenji jang, jidi nida zuna tonyo yus. Daya tonyo chayni, churdu namchiki shirugi, lo suru nebe tonyo samuk tonyo chiki, chumbo yina, ani shindalai pepa yungkuri is. Wa disongda.
So in verse number 1b, first of all, in the verse number 1a, the Sugata, the term Sugata is mentioned. So Sugata refers to the Buddhas. And so with regard to this term, of course, there are many ways of interpreting, understanding it, and there are great explanations of this word. In according to the Brahmana Vartika of Dhammakirti, of course, he has called... explained the term Sugata, which is mentioned, in fact, in Dignaka's Brahmana Samuchaya, where Dignaka, in his verse of salutation, refers to pays homage to the Buddha for being an authoritative person, as well as someone who is totally dedicated for the well-being of others, altruistic person. And then he also refers to the Buddha with the term the teacher, and then Sugata. So Sugata here, according to Dharmakirti, is understood as referring to the realizations of the Buddha, as well as the fact that he has overcome all the negativities that are in our mind, that were in his mind stream. And so you should learn about the meaning of Sugata from Brahmana Vartika and study that text for more detailed explanation. And then here. In the text, the verse 1b says, here I shall explain how to engage in the vows of the Buddha's children, the meaning of which I have condensed in accordance with the scriptures. So what Master Shandideva is saying is that, of course, this text is meant for those who wish to cultivate Buddha, for the purpose of cultivation of bodhicitta, and then not causing it to decline, but to advance it further, enhance it further and further. And so he's showing us how to engage in the bodhisattva path and practices. And so the bodhisattva practices mainly to the six perfections of morality and so forth, and therefore and then he says that in verse number 2 he says there's nothing that is here. And with regard to the teaching called the meaning I have condensed in accordance with the scriptures. So what he's saying is that by the phrase in accordance with the scriptures, he's saying that he is not writing this book. I mean, from his own at his own will, like whatever he thinks is right or anything like that. But he's actually has his source in the teachings of the Buddha himself, and so. And the term condensed here refers to the fact that he is actually condensing the meaning of the vast scriptures, such as, like, the, for example, in the case of the Bodhisattva practices, there is the Avatamsaka Sutra, which was taught by the Buddha, and then as a condensed meaning of, I mean, a condensation of that sutra, there is the Bodhisattva Bhumi written by Asanga. So here, Master Shandideva is saying that he is also giving a very condensed meaning of all these scriptures. And then with regard to the verse number 2, of course, when he says that there's nothing here that has not been explained before, and I have no skill in the rhetoric, in the art of rhetoric, what he's actually doing is he's showing humility. And so the reason why he's doing it is, I mean, that he says that there's nothing that he has to teach something new, that is new, and he has no called art of composition and as well. And what these show is that if there are people who actually are interested in the beauty of the text with their poetical, I mean, rhetorics and being very poetical and all this, then this is not a text that he is writing for, I mean, such people. And then he's not also giving this teaching or writing this book for those who are arrogant, and therefore in this way he is saying that he is actually writing this text for himself to acquaint in his mind about the practice of the bodhisattvas. And so he says, explicitly, of course, he says that he has no intention to benefit others, but to help himself. But implicitly, what he's actually saying is that he actually this text is not meant for those who look for beauty of the language, poetry, or anything like that. But this text is meant for those who are actually who aspire to cultivate altruism within themselves. This text is not meant for, I mean, not like some telling, something like telling a story to somebody or going through some history book. Because once you have read this story books or history books, I mean, that's it. I mean, you don't need to incorporate those teachings into yourself or anything like that for the transformation of mind as such. But this teaching is meant for those who wish to make transformation within themselves, discipline their mind, and then progress along the path. And therefore, you need to listen to the teaching or read the book over and over again in order to familiarize your mind with the meaning of what Master Shandideva himself is teaching. And therefore, even when it is the case for physical skills, I mean, you need to put lots of effort to familiarize, and then you become adept at doing things. I mean, it is for example, in the case of the astronauts or those who fly aeroplanes and so forth. Of course, I sometimes get to go into the cockpit of aeroplanes, and I see so many different switches and buttons. Mm-hmm. And I mean, if I were to fly in an aeroplane, it would be a disaster. It would be causing a disaster. So you need to familiarize those things, and then you become adept. And without looking at the machines or switches, you actually are able to do them. So similarly, this is the case with the practice of Dharma, that you need to familiarize yourself.
Just 로즈 여기다 가샤 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 가시베 그들이야 로잔라마 펄체 엔 안다 디아데 계속 좋은 지어야 돼 어 데 있는 안서 장주 유버즈 이제 차다 발림지 키용체 엔 안서 데 투체 어 당한 사람으로 장주 다 사람으로 들어와서 유버즈 남과를 와서 인체 엔 낭배치어도 근데지 되지 And then Buddha Mission of Gazam and Dhamma Mission of Sankos and Gazam is a number of churches. One of Buddha's carriage saying, Ishing Mesa. That just a day you do, Sanjay Shoki Nulu Kyo shows and six of them should then be in Guyamari. That Sanjay Shoki Nusa, the Kerakari, would you share by the town that the Nishamu Josati. Saturday in Dusane, Kandayani, Lomchon Chani, Shankwa Shisha Mato, Tavaja Goga Jimunua. Satinji Indu Shuru Namji Shiro, Mazu Milia, Yedavata, D, Tane, any Samtanga, Shuji Chai Induzane, any Milu Toba Mengejibina, Milu Toba Mena, any Nabe Chutinji Samtanga Shakaore, that is Shigar. Dinji Induzane, Dinji Dibuta, Milu Gunane, any Tawa Get Joba Chu. 전에 또 대전 주주상에 다 류딘디 에네 최 산재비 최 차상어지다 나발 타고 싶어 두고래 어디 숨겨 다들이야 에네 대화 개 사야지 미콤바 개 차외샤네 대화 조바 주스야지 튕기 댐베차네 조바 주스 아 다 도세니 숨들기 아래 땅 안주 류딘 패셔디디 패셔 대전 주주 지금 다 가다 뭐든 지도부 상대가지 차대기도. 그래서 인류 대대별 다 류덴디, 당연한 점을 이디가리야 미통주 등주 당시의 여래. 다 뒤나네 대전 조주 상황에서 보이는 시우준유다 시간유유래. 그래서 인류 등대기 탄에다 가다 냐라 대조 무슨네 다 더스기다. 실도 남지기 실로가 빼던 데봐. 애니 지난 게 괜찮. 들리지기 다 급대. 당면에라 지 거쳐버 지삼버지. 대화토버 텐도 데봐 지삼버지 로지 내야지. 다 대화토버 텐도 데봐 저알라. 무슨야지고 말해. 무슨야 저분이 니가게 미통주 등주 하시 삼으로 무슨야 배서 시대기야래. 지는 기부지게 요한매버리. 어, 자 다들 인도다. 대전 주주 참여 류전 탑 등에서 질문시 가서 주문 시 미 참으로 즉 생기 연대를 당도 적으로 지는 쉬셔야들이. 다 제다도 대 나무 산재배 최바 지금 거는 시합에 대전 주주 참여 류전 탑 지금 거는 시합에 이는 다 출도 남지 싫어부터 안에 다 가다 싸움 당과야 돼 시우지다 계속 붙이니 대화도 뭐 전화도 뭐 자꾸 그래 했지. 대전 뭔 손에다 출도 로중신의 출차 그걸 타지. 내내 단조 단조하삼네. 와다 뒤 단조를 리든디. 내가 원도 주야이니 댄디 댄네 주소. 마상해봐. 대야 떠든다봐. 지금 사토리스. 다 가다 원도 리든 토야디. 선언을 내야삼 토구야리. 선언을 내야겠다. 뒤에니 가다 미기주 방배 기주 수준라. 럼나 에니 선언을 내야 사용구리. 그래서 뒤에 털어 에니 지금 시안라. 지금 진보동안다 지금 내게. 아, 간단히 팬들로 커서도 주어이나, 응, 쓰는 거래 사용이야. 근데 이제 먼저 주어야게, 주소 떠든다 말이지, 먼저 류딘 뒤 주토기야래. 내일 주어야이네, 류딘 뒤 주토기야래. 탐지 전부 고방 주어야이네, 전부링버 내기 감중된 뒤, 아니, 저런 산지지 고방 앞에, 지금 근데 그 차이인지 여발이. 진리님의 인도자네 탄조 탄샤와서 말이 탄조 탄샤와서는 최차 누벌 타제 그래서 내가도 더두근 더두 주야기 태보시중 마드 제베 아니 취주디디 양수래 누벌 타제 다 탄조 니벌 가와서네 걔든들 펜버 모르는 친디 양다 줘봐 가는 줄을 세야게 친에 탄조 터봐 니에 가와래 가르스 넘나 탄조 대화든 절배 최 진리지 여댕에디 야, 탄저 그 최진의 유소를 내비고네 탄저 그 가서 우리 보게 연대도 이제 상식으로 마도 나는 깨워지고 이거 말이 자 근데 이번 인도산에 다당 안한지 지 고순기 지 류기에 지 다 조조 삼루리 삼루자 지 섬주 하람 녀몽 거라 지 당도라 되게 소리지 녀몽 건도 뭐지 왜 걸리니 녀몽 곰집에 파자로 커야 관계지도 지 미기에 Lungak jeba de mikiwe chokura tanya soji duwa. Zadide yindu shibjebe sunya diri kansadi. Daka da tamba mayin choyong zi sunwa nanshin. Da gyawu pheche di yindu tamba mayin bi chok zingiwa di xin. Dende yindu yini kanda jikbe milu sambo totuya kakuri xin. Baizu machana, chidu nini baizu machana. Rangar menam jiwa jigogi milu sangu totuya kagure sen. Dine indi zanada tenchogu milu topgawa, nyegawa, sanpe tawane chen diri da tenchiji dhukka taja kagure sen. Wada digi tenchogu samadari.
With regard to Buddhism, of course, we need to do much critical analysis and contemplation of the teachings in order to practice it. And once when I was when I was going to Jispa in Keelong region, on the way, after crossing the Ratangla pass, I reached a village, a small village, where I met with some Buddhists, and there they offered me lunch and tea and so forth. And after that, then I met them in a group, and I asked them who is a Buddhist, and they said someone who says Buddham Sharanam Gacchami, Dhammam Sharanam Gacchami, and Sangham Sharanam Gacchami. And then I asked them what is a Buddha, who is a Buddha, and they said they didn't know. And so it's not enough for Buddhists just being able to say, I take refuge in the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, but you must actually understand what the teaching is about. And so, what we have to understand is the meaning of the teaching of the Buddha himself. And so at this time, we have, of course, found a human life where we have the access to the teaching of the Buddha. And if we look at over 7 billion human beings on this earth, of course, it is very few who actually have a complete condition for the practice, for practicing the Dharma and sincerely. And even looking at we talk about the leisure and endowments, and 8 leisures and 10 endowments. And so these are favorable conditions for practicing the Buddha. So in order to be able to do such practice, one must have this kind of human life. And so having found a life where we have the 8 leisures and 10 endowments, we must determine to make this life a meaningful one. And so, Shantideva is saying here, leisure and endowments are very hard to find, and since they accomplish what is meaningful for humanity, if I do not take advantage of them, how will such a perfect opportunity come about again? And so, when we talk about making this life a meaningful one, it's not just about making money and having a good life in this life alone, but actually being able to integrate the teachings of the Buddha himself within our mind so that we can actually make this life a meaningful one in the sense that we can actually be of help to oneself as well as other sentient beings. And so we can talk about all the people on this earth to make their life meaningful and in general, and particularly for the practitioners of Buddhism. And therefore, what we need to understand is to recognize this kind of human life that we have found, and with that recognition, and you should think of practicing the Dharma, and then also you should think that this life is very meaningful, and in the sense that you by understanding the meaningfulness of this life, you should significance of this life, you should practice avoiding the 10 non-virtuous actions and cultivating the 10 virtuous actions. And through these 10 virtuous actions, what you will create is the meritorious karma. So once you create meritorious karma, then what it will help is to have a higher rebirth with the full complete conditions for practicing the Dharma in the next life as well. And therefore you should think of helping other sentient beings as well, not only oneself but helping other sentient beings as well. And in this life that we have found is significant in the sense that in this life we can create the causes for a higher rebirth in the next life, and also we can create the causes for reaching nirvana or Buddhahood finally. And therefore, with this understanding of the significance of this life, we have to make the decision or come to the conclusion that there is that you have the potential to practice the Dharma in this life. And if you look at the different causes and conditions that bring about such a human life with leisure and endowments, of course, each and every cause has been cultivated or gained or created with great difficulty, and therefore one should find that it is important to create the causes, very strong causes and conditions for such a human life in the future. And if you look at this life of ours, and we are more or less carried away by negative states of mind and actions and so forth. And so we have to try to go against that current and create the positive, greater and stronger positive and meritorious actions.